Intercept.
Attention shoppers, this is an emergency. The mall is now closing. Please make your way to the nearest exit. Attention shoppers, this is an emergency. The mall is now closing. Please make your way to the nearest exit.
Close it! Close it! Oh my God, what is happening?
I don't know. I was just shopping for clothing and I had just found the perfect scarf and is the world ending?
It looked like a flying saucer. That can't be what I saw, right?
That's what it looked like to me too.
Is this real life? What do we do?
It's like a dream, or more like a nightmare. First, I find this incredible deal on what can only be described as a once-in-a-lifetime scarf. And suddenly the sky is literally falling and it's an absolute nightmare.
We are well aware. I'm the person whose hand you ripped it out of.
Oh my god, look, something is moving. This is definitely alien technology. So I'll just stay calm. It's probably just as scared as we are.
I don't think anything could be more scared than I am right now.
I mean, of course I'm very scared, but before we go any further, I just want to address this negative energy about the scarf. I don't think it's healthy. What is your name?
It's Theo.
Theodore. I just want to say...
Just Theo's fine.
Oh, sorry, Theo. I'm Deborah. I acted in haste, and I apologize. I just felt a real connection to this particular garment.
It's fine, Deborah. It was just going to be a gift for my wife and...
Oh my God, that's so sweet. Oh, thank you, honey.
It's Deborah. And again, I apologize. I just felt a sudden impulse that if the world was ending, I should indulge whatever final instincts I had to comfort myself. And in this case, it meant ripping the scarf from your clutches.
It's fine. We have bigger problems now, obviously. Just to have that stolen 1 second, and then the ceiling to collapse the next, it's a lot to take in.
Well, to you, Theo, and you...
Elissa, and forget about it, honestly. As much as I appreciate the gesture, honey, I can live without the scarf. And right now, I'm just more concerned about the living part.
Many blessings.
That was very touching. I'm glad I got to witness that before I die in the mall like I always dream.
Well, that makes two of us.
Who the hell is that?
I'm Cal. You're in my storage room. I run security here, and I thought I'd die here in this tiny room all by myself. But thankfully, you folks stormed in.
Is there a back way out of this room? Any air ducts or anything we can escape through?
Well, no. Unfortunately, the escape hatch is closed for repairs, so I'm afraid we're trapped in here.
Calvin, I know you're being sarcastic, but I can really appreciate your whole aura. I'm really picking up some interesting energy, and I appreciate the way you handle a crisis.
Ma'am, just honestly cannot tell you how much that means to me right before I die.
Were there any signs or warnings prior to this crash?
Oh, yeah. The mall radar scanners were lighting up with alien activity. Of course, that's in another room. I apologize for not telling you all. And I hope it didn't impact your purchasing experiences here today.
I mean, did you hear on the radio or anything that people were reporting strange objects in the sky? Should we be worried about more?
Right now, I'd say we should be worried about just about everything.
Calvin, you've really inspired me to get in touch with the energy surrounding me, and this is going to sound crazy, but I think the being wants us to approach it with love.
The thing that just dive-bombed the mall with us in it?
Well, even with the technology it would take to navigate the space-time continuum, it would still be incredibly challenging to manage the different gravities and atmospheric conditions necessary to safely land on a foreign planet.
Oh, good. We have one of these guys with us.
I'm just saying, it might also be scared because it crashed in a foreign place and is now surrounded by strangers. And if it has seen any Earth movies, it knows that we tend to come at unknown entities with pitchforks and torches and things like that.
That didn't sound like it was scared.
Sure it did. It heard running and thought there was a threat. I think our options are either to wait it out, or if we do want to escape, we need to just go quietly and in peace.
With the footsteps of a dove and the heart of a lamb, with pure intentions.
I cannot believe I agree with you on this, but yes.
Well, folks, you suit yourselves. As much of a dynamite plan as that sounds like, I think I'm going to head back to my boxes and die in peace.
I can feel it so strongly. I'm going to give my strength, my energy, my whole being, all that I am, from the spirit that resides in me to the spirit that resides in you, dear visitor. My soul is yours to befriend.
Well, surprisingly, that didn't work. She's gone.
I honestly got my hopes up for a second.
I wish she'd left behind the scarf.
That's very sweet of you. Well, what can we do now? We can't run. We can't walk toward it with love.
Even though her intentions were good, she still walked right toward it. It still saw her as a threat. I think if we just quietly walk away as close to the walls as possible, it'll probably see that we are not a threat.
And if it doesn't?
You guys, it's me. I didn't die. I just portaled. It's totally safe.
Yeah, right. This is just the alien. You're speaking in her voice, trying to lure us in.
Nice try, fake Deborah!
But it is me, and it's Deborah. The energy here is exquisite. You have nothing to fear.
I'm going. I can't die here. Not in the mall, not hiding in some boxes with Cal. No offense, Cal.
None taken whatsoever.
Honey, I want to go too. I can't stand being in here. Let's just please go.
The stay seems to only get worse, so why not? Lead the way, whoever you are.
Philip.
Would have actually been my guess. Lead the way, Philip. Well, I can't feel my physical body or even fully remember what it felt like, but I'm pretty confident things didn't work out.
Guys, welcome. Isn't the energy just incredible? I am just letting my chakras go absolutely wild in here.
Is this hell?
That must have been hard for you to say just now.
Remember how we were scared on Earth?
You mean 20 seconds ago? Yeah, I can remember that.
I wish we'd stayed, like Cal. I hope he makes it. At least he knows where he is.
Now I see why ghosts haunt things. I want to go back and haunt Cal.
The only thing I want to do is to explore this space. Just let my inhibitions run. My mind feels absolutely clear. I only wish I'd been able to bring the scarf.
Yeah. That would have been heaven.
My guess is that we're somewhere between matter and antimatter. On Earth, they recently found proof of the existence of neutrinos, and as tiny as they
are. Are you talking quantum? You are speaking my language.
I actually saw the quantum realm.
Aliens, if you are listening, can you please double kill me?
He saw the anklets.
So, you're having a few issues with Maddie, huh? What's going on? How can I help you?
I don't even know where to start. I know you said Matthew was going to adapt and evolve into his own person, and that we shouldn't tamper with his code to make it into exactly who we want him to be, but I...
You're not happy with the way he's developing as a companion.
That's putting it mildly.
Well, Maddie, how do you feel like your development is going? Okay, that's okay. Consciousness, as we all know, it's tricky. You know, it's got a lot of ups and downs.
But when I came to you, you said what I was requesting was simple and easy. A companion to spend time with, read quietly together, play chess, and on occasion be intimate together.
And is that where the problem is? You're no longer intimate?
Is that the problem? Us being intimate?
Not tonight, sweet cheeks. I have chlamydia.
No. That is the problem. What is that? Where is this coming from? And you do not have chlamydia, Matthew.
Man's not a man unless he's felt the burn of regret.
You're telling me this is normal? This is just consciousness working out some kinks?
Well, it's complicated. I don't think there's a simple answer for this.
Oh, it's real simple. It burns when I pee.
You pour your used liquids out of a plastic bladder into the toilet. No part of it burns. Oh, and he smokes now. I didn't even know that was possible. He just suddenly started smoking cigars.
Don't trust a man who doesn't know the pleasure of a Cuban. Although I prefer my cigars Dominican, if you catch my drift.
I do not. You have no idea how many drifts I'm expected to catch throughout a normal day.
Maddie, buddy, is there something else going on? Are you feeling bored or you're disengaged intellectually? Are you no longer attracted to Dee?
It's Deanna.
Sorry, Deanna.
Dee knows the icy stare of a man who's spent a month in the Yukon.
Please make this stop. And it's not Dee. It's Deanna.
Water so cold, you'd swear it steals your breath just by looking at it. A fire that wants to quit, but can feel you blowing your soul into it. Those are the nights that make a man.
I've spent every waking moment of your entire life with you. You've never ducked out and headed to the Yukon or come home with a venereal disease.
Okay, let's all just take a minute. Maddie, is it okay?
And I told you, it's Matthew. Why Maddie?
I apologize. Matthew. Hey, it's me. Dr. Gregers. You remember me?
Does a man remember the first time he felt a woman's touch?
I'll assume that means yes. Listen, buddy, we may need to have a peek into your code. Have you been downloading audiobooks or anything like that?
If by that you mean chopping wood and smoking fish to prepare for a hard winter, then the answer is yes.
Oh boy. Okay, I may need to keep him for a day or two. I think what has happened is that...
Is this your office?
What? Yes, I think you know that.
Sorry, I just never really looked at it before. But all this stuff on the shelves behind you, that's yours?
Oh, yeah.
Ernest Hemingway books, empty scotch bottles, a tiny sailboat, is that a cigar cutter?
Well, these are all very common items. I mean, I don't see how this factors into what is clearly some code that has been corrupted.
If there's one thing I can't stand, it's corruption. That's why they come to me, a man they can trust.
Oh, good. Now he's on to his ex-CIA operative with a thirst for justice character. Who is this in this picture? Are you married?
No, I was. It's my ex. It's my ex-wife.
And what is her name?
That's not important.
The only thing that is important is the facts.
That's right, Matthew. Doctor, what is her name?
Unfortunately, that's private information.
Private information that you paint on the back of a boat? Is this you right here holding this giant fish in the back of the SS Denise? Is that why he calls me Dee Dee?
I think that's a bit of a reach, don't you?
Matthew, playback Matthew audio Thursday night, 7:05 p.m.
Maybe when you see the cabin I built with my own hands, maybe then you'll take me back, Denise.
Thank you, Matthew. This is what this clown was shuffling around muttering to himself the other night. I asked him if he said Denise, and he said no. I said you'll take me back to Belize. But I knew he was lying.
Well, I'll tell you what. You leave him here and I'll get right on sifting out that bad code. That's what I'll do.
What do you mean, bad code? It's you. You built him right here in this room, drunk as hell, crying about your ex-wife. And he just soaked up all that nonsense.
You know she left me for a chiropractor? A chiropractor.
I don't blame her. Trying to pass this bum off on a single woman who wanted the absolute minimum from a companion.
But I can give you that. I'm sorry. If I can do that in a week or so, would you want him back?
I should be straight with you, though, Dollface. I can't guarantee I won't put my dong into something that makes it burn.
You know what? You can keep him.
Great work, Doc. Another fish back to the sea. Want to get drunk and talk about the wilderness?
You know what? Shut up, Maddie. It's a well-known fact that over 78% of adult male penises don't function properly. You've probably tried pills and pumps and perhaps even multiple expensive surgeries. But I'm here to deliver some good news, folks. You can stop worrying about whether your gear will function when the mood strikes. No more sweating through dessert on a third date. No more prepared apologies or blaming your partner and saying you don't find them attractive because of the shape of their chin. No, folks, now there is Liftopril. Lift off with Liftopril. Liftopril guarantees that you will achieve sexual satisfaction. So much so that for the next 10 callers, they are sending a free representative. That's right, a real person to sit through your date up to 4 hours. And if your member doesn't perform up to your expectations after one dose of Liftopril, your partner can smack the representative up to 7 times in the face. Open-handed, no jewelry. Folks, that's how confident they are that you will lift off. There's no reason to live with erectile dysfunction. It's time to lift off with Liftopril. And you can take it from me. It really works. Lift off with Liftopril. Thank you.
again. Come on, what is going on?
I think you know the reason.
Stop, I don't want to hear it. Our calculations work. The math checks out. At the very least, they should not be empty.
The math works out? How can you say that?
Yes, it works out. We know where in time they are going.
No, we don't. We know where the planet was at the time. We know where the galaxy was, but we don't know where the universe was.
In relation to what?
Excuse me, sorry. You guys want me to take this one? Go get it cleaned up?
Yes, please, thank you. Sorry you have to see this, we're just frustrated.
Yeah, it's okay.
Wait, before you go, tell me, Chris, where are we right now in time?
Oh, Jesus, just let him do his job.
His job of cleaning empty time machines because we keep losing travelers? I want to hear his thoughts and see if maybe we can solve this issue. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, we're on Earth, right? We're orbiting the sun in a galaxy called the Milky Way, and that galaxy swirls, I think, around a dormant black hole in a universe that is expanding.
Right. And is the universe orbiting anything?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Can anyone know that?
Exactly. Of course we can't. What if the universe, if you think of it like a beach ball, is sitting on a conveyor belt? We don't have a zero to start from with our fifth dimension.
Oh my God, it doesn't matter! Empty. God damn it. Where are they all going? Are they just stepping out of the capsule and evaporating?
Maybe they get out thinking that reality will catch up to them and form around them, but it never does?
So, they're all just floating around in space, thinking a planet will magically form under their feet?
I guess I don't know. The visuals during the transport could be so jarring that it disorients them, or that a thought like that makes sense to them in the moment, and then they step out. Sorry to hold you up, Chris. Thanks for sharing your thoughts.
No problem. You ever think maybe they're all getting out and they like it so much that they're not returning back to this time period?
Don't even start.
That was exactly my theory. They're all staying.
If they stayed, history would be changing and we'd be noticing it changing all around us.
Or maybe it doesn't. Or it's changing so rapidly every millisecond that we can't perceive it.
They signed waivers, multiple legal forms stating that they could lose everything and that their families could lose everything.
Or they're all just calling our bluff. Are we really planning to bankrupt entire families after they lost a loved one who was volunteering to enter an incredibly dangerous experiment?
What? Oh! What an experience! How long was I gone?
I'm sorry, I don't recognize your voice.
It's me, Goga.
Goga. Give us a moment to unharness you. Just remain in your vertical prone position. We have so many questions. You'll feel my hand reaching inside the capsule. Don't be alarmed.
Great! Woohoo! What a ride! Maybe the time travel made my voice a little different. Yeah, it does sound kind of weird to hear.
We unfortunately don't have any answers for you for that. You're our first returner. Your companion. Did they get out? Where are they? Did you stay in? Also, I'm not seeing Goger in our database. Rogers?
I thought that's what I said. Yes, Rogers. I'm Sam Rogers. Sorry, a bit groggy.
Sorry, I can't seem to unclasp the buckle. It seems like there's something jamming it. Are you by chance wearing chainmail?
Aye. I thought you knew that.
How would we know that?
I told you during my orientation that I wanted to go to medieval times and that I was planning to wear some of my own gear.
That, I'm not seeing that in your file, Sam, but your profile's not fully loading for some reason. I think I would have remembered you wearing chainmail, though.
I stored most of it in our preparations pod.
Finally, got it. Can you step out now?
For preparations, instead of emergency food or fire implements or water, you brought chainmail?
I never had a doubt we'd land in the right place. I still seem to be snagged on something. Could it be my boots or mine helmet?
Your helmet?
Indeed. Always wanted to be a knight.
You fit a knight's helmet into your prep pod?
Aye.
This is killing me. Please, tell us about the journey. What was the process like? Did you navigate the wormhole? Were there complications? What was arrival like?
And you didn't just stop in nothingness.
Oh, wow, I cry your mercy. That is a bovade of questions. Ye, the helmet is collapsible. I couched a hog's head during the journey. Pardon, I slept. When I did wake, it was bright light, like moving through a rainbow at warp speed. A feeling of infinity, yet nothing. Then, blankness. Time no longer existed. We couldn't tell whether we'd been on journey for 2 minutes or many a moon. It was at that point that my partner, Mr. Weatherly, exited the vessel. Upon his exit, thine craft did continue, by the grace of his majesty, and settle in the land of yore.
And then you returned. I don't understand.
Oh, right. Yes. Then I looked around, took it all in, was preparing to exit, when the vessel suddenly returned to thine castle. I certainly didn't exit and enjoy a life, but I am still happy to pay my last debt.
Right.
So you made the loop, the craft reached its intended destination, but you were unable to pilot it further and remain there?
Got it.
Gramercy!
Whoa.
Bless you, sir. Pray thee, where is thine water closet? I'd love to answer more questions, but I'm going to siege.
Does that mean pee? You need to pee?
Quite immediately, sir.
Down that way and to the right.
I thank thee, and by my troth, I shall return to answer more of your queries.
Jesus, those boots are collapsible? They look enormous. An entire leg armor? Why not just get all this when you got there?
This looks incredibly old. Where did you get this?
Why, from vendors at fairs, of course.
Oh my god. That gear was period accurate. He said Goger when he arrived. What if that's his name and he's a real knight?
And Sam Rogers became a king and sent him back to kill us?
He's going right by the offices. All the documents. The contracts.
The hard drives. He could erase the contracts. Oh my god.
Change the access codes. Call Chris. Do something.
Good idea. Oh wait. His profile finally loaded. I'm pretty sure that's Sam Rogers. His bio states that he lives for Ren fairs and that he's living that joust life. He has a dedicated plaque at medieval times for most eaten turkey legs and twice annually holds a Lords of Lieges party that is, quote, mine own heart's root. I think we might be okay.
Like you thought they were all stepping out into nothing? How can you be sure we didn't just send a highly trained death knight down the hallway of our headquarters to destroy our company and then come back and kill us?
You guys okay?
My lords?
I think so. Did you see a knight go by? Did he seem...
Oh yeah, that guy?
My lords!
I was just coming by to see
it. My lords, it seems as though I've ensnared myself in the water closet. Begging your pardon.
Yeah, yep. That's what I thought. He's stuck to the back of the toilet.
The back?
Good morrow, gents. Many a league I've walked in this armor, and yet here I stand ensnared.
English, please, Mr. Rogers.
I hooked my thigh armor over the toilet, and I am peeing down my leg. Can someone please come lift my thigh armor up so that mine leg might be free? Pray thee.
Chris?
Yeah, I'd rather quit.
God damn it. Fine, I'll go. I was right, though. Our technology works. We can accurately predict all five dimensions.
Yay.
Yay.
Now, my boot is all full of mine urine.
Oh, Lord.
Intercepts is written and produced by David Huntsberger. Members of the Endless Abyss hear episodes a week early and without ads. To become a member, or for more information, including written transcripts for the hearing impaired, please visit theendlessabyss.org.
Not the first time I've been in a cold, dark place. A closet is merely a test of will. Just need to use my training and guess the access code. Then figure out a way to enter it on the pad outside the door. Maybe a coat hanger. That can wait. First, need to make sure all vitals are functional. Sustenance. I can wait. Hydration. May have to empty out my bladder bag and consume the contents. Not the first time it's come to that. Reminds me of the Arctic. The wolf. A worthy foe. Of course, slicing into his abdomen to warm my hands was hard to do. You hate for a lengthy battle against a worthy opponent to come to an end. But just like in chess, there's eventually going to be a checkmate.
Shut up, man.
And that's when...